When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. I'm hyped for this episode. We have an interview with the wonderful Prophetess Tanya Lofty. You guys know Tanya, if you've been in the society, if you listen to the podcast, was understood, don't need to be explained. But for this episode, we're going to be talking about the prophetic. I don't think we've had that conversation on the podcast before. I forgot what we talked about last time you were on here, but I want to make sure that we cover this because there are a lot of people who listen to the show who are called. They have the gift of prophecy, or they may be called to the office of a prophet, and we'll talk about the differences between the two. There are just a ton of gifted people. I always say those who listen to the show, I call them powerhouses because that's what they are. Mm-hmm. And so I want to have that conversation so they can understand their gifting, understanding the things God may be calling them to, of course, talking about hearing from God and all of that. And then for the second part of the conversation, which will probably be next week's episode, I want to talk about just making sure that you are under right leadership and understanding the difference between false teaching and sound doctrine. But let's start with the conversation about the prophetic. So a lot of people who listen to this show, they're either early on in their walk and they listen to the show because they hear a message that's relevant to them. They get the tips that they need for business and growing in their relationship with God. But a lot of people who listen to the show are kind of in this space where they're not sure if they're hearing from God, or they think they are, but then they kind of psych themselves out because they get into their head. So I really want to start with you explaining the different ways that God speaks to us and how can we decipher His voice versus ourselves or the enemy or anything else that may be going on in our head.
Well, hello everybody. God bless you all. I love that we're having this conversation, especially with the dispensation of time that we live in. So the first way that God is going to speak is through His word. He's always going to speak through His word. If you want to get to know God, get to know His word. And so there's no other way around it. There's only one way, you know, and that's through Jesus. But Jesus even said, me and my word are one. So you can't get away from the word of God. We can't get away from doing the word of God and being accountable to the word of God. So that's the first way that God is going to speak to you. All right. Another way that God may speak to you, it may be a still small voice, right? But it's the Spirit of God that is drawing you. No one comes to the Father unless the Spirit of God draws them, right? So it may be, you know, I know it may be that Jehovah's Witness that gives you that track. It may be, you know, an evangelist that says, hey, you know, God loves you. You know, it's just the silent, you know, it's the God is always speaking. You know, it may be, you know, I've woke up and heard him say, you know, I'll make my face to shine upon you. But it's, these are scriptures that he's saying, you know, so God is always going to speak to you through and by his word. If something does not line up with the word, you should always question it. All right. And so, you know, that is number one, but God will speak to you through people. He will use people. You know, he will use people, you know, in scripture, he used the donkey. So, you know, it just, God will speak, you know, but we have to look at it through the lens of God. And there's so many things out here that are going to speak contrary to the word of God. Mm-hmm. So that's where we want to make sure that we are, wait a minute, is this God? And it's okay to ask that question. You know, it is definitely until you become more acquainted with the voice of God. All right. Because you only do that through a relationship. Okay. So Tatum and I know each other, but there are certain things I would never have said to Tatum when I didn't know her. Okay. But now that I know Tatum, you know, we laugh, we talk, we cry, whatever. But what I'm saying is we have a relationship. It's the same with any, and the Lord is just like that. Sometimes we think that God is so far away when he's so close. And so, you know, we have to understand that God is loving. He doesn't want us, he doesn't want to be away from us. He wants to love us. He wants to sup with us. He wants to talk with us. So, you know, but these are ways that you can hear from God.
Got it. And I love how you started with the word, because I think that is something that for anybody who is just starting out, the Bible should always be that whatever you're holding up against, whatever you're holding, what you're hearing up against. So it needs to be validated through the word. God will never contradict what's in the word. And it's also important to know the word for yourself, know the context, know the text, all of that, because the enemy will allow something to sound similar to scripture and then pervert it. And if you don't know the word for yourself, or don't go check it, because, you know, it takes time and studying to be able to recall scripture off the top of your head or to cite it or things like that. That takes time. And we are in the information age. You can Google everything. So you can literally scripture about XYZ and find it so that you can then say, is that what I heard, or is what I'm hearing in alignment with this? If it's contradictory to it, then that's not God. And that goes for what you hear yourself. That goes for what other people say to you. That goes for anything, just really allowing you to divide the voices that you hear. Because you could be hearing from your trauma, your insecurities, the enemy may plant thoughts in your head. It could be your own thoughts. There's so much that goes on in our head. And it's important, again, like you said, to just make sure that you're measuring up whatever you're hearing against the word of God. So now that we have that established, let's go into the prophetic. So what is a prophet?
A prophet is one, we're a servant of God. I think sometimes, you know, people get so caught up in titles, but if you really look at if you study prophets of the Old Testament, you will see that a prophet is a servant of God, all right? And there, if you are calling yourself a prophet, first, you don't call yourself. No one just calls themselves to this office. When you really look throughout scripture, no one is just going to call themselves to be a prophet. You're not. You don't call yourself to the office. The Lord calls you to the office. You know, people call themselves to a lot of things. You can make yourself whatever you are, but that doesn't mean that God called you to be that. Okay. And so the number one thing I always tell people when I've done prophetic trainings is that a prophet is going to be praying. All right. I don't understand how you call yourself a prophet and you're not praying. I'm not talking about jumping on a live to pray. Let me come on through here. Because you should be lamenting and weeping. And if you would know what I mean, if you're a prophet, okay, you're going to be weeping and lamenting. You are praying that people turn their hearts back to God. A prophet is going to always point you back to God. Always point you back to God. Like, I literally feel the heart of God, because it's not about us. It has nothing to do with us. It has nothing to do with you if God has called you to the prophetic. It has nothing to do with you. And in society and this world, everybody's looking for a title. Everybody's looking for a platform. Everybody's looking for a come up, right? But at what cost do you want that come up? Do you know what it really cost? And so God is going to call you to the office. I'm just going to talk briefly about me. I didn't know that that's what the Lord was doing with me. I didn't know, you know, he would tell me to go live. And please hear me when I say this, please put a pin. If you don't have a relationship with God yet, or you're still cultivating that, don't wreck yourself trying to be to get ahead of God. Okay, because sometimes you're being cultivated and you're being purified and you're being called unto something. It doesn't mean that you're there yet. It doesn't mean that's not what you are, but there is a process to everything. And we have to be okay with the process. And I love your generation. I love your generation, because there's so many that are being called. But listen, there's a process to it. And the Lord, you know, started telling me to go live. I would just go live encouraging people. You know, I was just, come on. You know, I've always been an encourager, but just come on, you can do it. Or I would always, you know, y'all know I play music all the time. But, you know, just encouraging the hearts of people to love God and want to be closer to God. And I did not know that he was calling me to the office. And so don't get ahead of yourselves. I tell you, you know, we'll get to maybe that in the second part, but don't get ahead of yourself, because you don't call yourself. No true leader calls themselves to an office. You don't have to. Why do you have to do it? It doesn't mean you don't know, but why do you have to, you know, you better be able to walk this thing out. Your life should line up, and a prophet should live a holy life. You know, God will call you to consecrate yourself more than others. And some of it is just to purify you. Prophets have to keep their ear gate and their eye gate pure. You all know, we all know, just from life itself, there's so many things talking to us all. That's what Tatum started with. There's so many voices out there. There's so much talking to us all the time, or speaking to us. And so we have to keep our ear gates pure, our eye gates pure, our hearts pure. Our hearts have to be pure. And you'll be cut away from a lot. I tell you, I can only speak from experience, but when you look throughout scripture, you'll see this as well. There, prophets, we can't be around everybody. God calls us to lament and pray all times of the night and hours of the night, and wake us up. It's not a lighthearted thing. And, you know, I'm not making this just about prophets. You know, I know we're talking about prophets, but it's important because it's been tainted. Okay. And yes, some people get off. some people get off. Some people start good, but they go, I don't know where they go, but I don't want to go with you. I don't want to go with you.
You talked a lot about the process. And I want to go back to that for a second. You said how, you know, for you and your story, you just started going live and encouraging people. And then, so at what point does someone get appointed at, you know, or affirmed to that particular office after they go through this purification and process period? Like, at what point is this is stamp prophetess, whomever, right, or prophet? Whomever. I've always been curious about that myself.
Right. Well, the prophet is subject to the prophet. So prophets know other, a prophet knows a prophet. Let me say that first. And then there's also apostles. You know, some people just know you're a prophet. But I've had not just the lives. Let me back up, because I always gotta kind of go, because social media has done a work. You understand? So I have to really guard and protect people. First, it started with, I was having a lot of dreams. So there were dreams that I would have. Let me go say this. And there were many dreams that I had of a lot of wicked stuff. Okay. Wicked, wicked stuff happening within churches, happening with leaders. I've had dreams of from the president to just all kinds of stuff. All right. And so you'll have a lot of dreams. I started studying the prophetic for about 3 to 4, maybe like a year or two. God just had me studying. You know, it was something that he put in my heart. I just started studying. And I remember my husband, he was like, what is going on with you? And I was like, I don't know. I said, I can't tell you right now. You know, he knows I've always loved God, you know, so it wasn't anything that I was doing, but I was up. I'd be up studying, just studying. I mean, like, you thought I had finals or something. I wasn't in school, but I was studying. Actually, I was in school, but I was studying for about 2 years, just studying the prophetic, you know, and studying on it. And I was like, okay, because there's a lot of things that go with the prophetic. You hear a lot, you see a lot, you sense a lot, but I was having a lot of dreams. And my dreams, now this happened well before, but I was having a lot of dreams. And so what happened was in 2019, you know, I was, I had been acknowledged, Lord Jesus, as a prophet at a place. And then because I didn't, you know, because I had dreams about their wickedness, they decided, you know, to try to turn on me. But I don't mind smoke, because as a prophet, you're going to get a lot of smoke. Prophets are very confrontational. You know, you look at Jesus. Jesus went in the temple and flipped the tables. You know, so, you know, he was like, you all are doing things that are blasphemous to me. So prophets are going to be confrontational. They are going to stand against injustice. Anything that like treats people wrong, like it just makes us feel a whole kind of way, because God is always concerned about people. And so as I was doing this and I was having dreams, you know, and I think it was 2019, well, 2018, that place called me a prophet. And it was, you know, people were acknowledging that I was a prophet. And then 2019, I went to a service at Armor of Light, Apostle Wayne. And he's an apostle. He's been around for, you know, these people who rise from they come out of somewhere and they just, you got to be kind of careful. You want to watch the fruit of people. I have to say that, Lord Jesus, because, man, y'all better be praying people. You don't have to be a prophet to pray. You better be praying, praying, praying. Amen. So they acknowledged what happened was they were saying, you know, a prophet was there and he prophesied to me. And he said, you know, there's a strong prophetic mantle on your life. And he said, soon it's going to be, it's not just a gift. So there's the gift of prophecy, because we can all prophesy and encourage and lift one another up. But then there's the office of a prophet. And so he said, but it's not just a gift, it's unto a ministry. Mm-hmm. So that was sealing that I was called to the office of a prophet, because I was having dreams about all of it, but I just couldn't share. Prophets can't share everything. You can't share everything. God will require the blood from your hands. Everything I'm saying is in scripture.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you an account. Let's go, because I hear it. So Samuel, God was calling Samuel to be a prophet at a young age. Samuel was with Eli, and Eli was a prophet. And so Samuel came to him and said, Lord, did you call me? And Eli said, no, I didn't call you. And then he said, Eli knew as a prophet. Okay, wait. He told him, go lay back down and see if it happens again. And he came back. Lord, did you call me? And Eli said, it's the Lord. He knew the Lord. He was a prophet. He was telling, he said, it's the Lord calling you as a prophet. And then Eli had to ask him, he said, tell me what the Lord told you to tell me. Because prophets are servants. There are some things that only God will reveal only to prophets. He's only going to reveal it to the prophet. All right. He's not going to reveal it to the pastor. See, everybody, I'm about to go. If you would just stay in your lane, you'd be okay. And Eli knew it was from the Lord. He knew. See, here's the thing. This is why, let me go there real quick. Some people do not like prophets. I.e. some pastors. It's so sad, because we should be working together as the body of Christ. Really. We really, really should. Unless you know, because they're doctrine of devils and wolves in sheep clothing. I'm going to go there. I'm going to tell y'all the whole truth and nothing but the truth, because it is true. There are doctrines of devils. There are wolves in sheep clothing. So if a wolf is in sheep's clothing, they're made to look like a sheep, but they're really a wolf. They are ravenous. They want to destroy the church and the body of Christ. A prophet is going to uphold the ordinances of God, which means the holy things of God. You know, we're going to, there's some things that are sacred to God, very sacred to him. You know, and so we have to uphold those things. He's asking us to uphold it. Don't give heed, you know, and don't bow to Baal. You can see in with Elijah, Prophet Elijah, you saw 450 false prophets. So false prophets are not just coming around. They've been around. Okay. They've been around. And so they were with Jezebel. And Jezebel is talked about in Revelation. So there are ancient spirits, people that have been around well before us. Okay. They've been here, and they are here to destroy the church. Jezebel is a witch. Okay. That's what Jezebel is. Even Delilah, you can look throughout scripture. There's so many stories of these things that have happened. Penina, they're wicked women. They're wicked people in the earth. And so again, Elijah came up against 450 false prophets. They were telling leaders what they wanted to hear instead of what God was saying. And you will never find God trying to go with a flow. God is not going, he don't care about your flow. Mm-hmm. He's not concerned about your flow. He's not concerned about your vibe. He's not concerned about your flow. Y'all know everybody got a vibe now. It's a vibe. What's your vibe? God's not concerned about your vibe. He ain't thinking about your vibe. He is thinking about your heart.
Mm-hmm.
God is always concerned about the heart. He's always concerned about the issues of the heart. And it takes me back. Yes, as a couple scriptures going through my mind right now. But when Samuel went to Jesse's house to anoint David as king, you know, Jesse had all these sons. And so Jesse's like, well, it's got to be this one. If the prophet's coming, it's got to be this one. Ooh, the prophet's coming, which is good. The prophet's coming, but he's coming in the name of the Lord. When we come, we're not coming in our name.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. We are coming in the name of the Lord. How could Jesus look at religious leaders and call them a generation of vipers? Mm. It was through the Spirit of God. He said, oh, you generation of vipers. He called them snakes. Because they were wicked in their heart. You'll see it all throughout scripture where the Lord is addressing these things. You know, and there's some heavy things that God wants us to address. But it's to turn people's heart back to God. Let me get back to David. And so Samuel comes and Samuel's like, oh, it's got to be this one, Lord, because he looks strapping. And God's like, mm-mm. He said, no, it's not him. No, it's not him. No, it's not him. And so Samuel said, do you have another son? He said, oh, yeah, I have one. He's out in the field. Tending to the sheep. Glory to God. David was tending to the sheep. Sheep represent the body of Christ. And David was tending to the sheep. Hallelujah. And so Samuel said, bring him. Because when Samuel looked at one, God said, no, man looks at the outward appearance. I am looking at the heart. God is always looking at the heart, and that's why he's always trying. That's when a prophet comes on and said, wait a minute, let me help you turn your heart back to God. Don't turn your heart to me. Turn your heart to God. Amen. And so that's what a prophet, listen, if any prophet is telling you, yeah, I don't know, it's too much out here I could go through. It's too much. It's too much. First of all, if they a whoremonger, if they a thot,
oh my God.
I gotta tell y'all, Lord. If they a whoremonger, a thot, you know, they just lying, they have no integrity. Why are you gonna, I don't want to hear from you. Why don't you get your life together? Just get it together. I'm not talking, no one is perfect. I'm not talking about perfection, but I am talking about holiness. So don't get it twisted, because God still requires holiness. All right. So
I love that you talked about, even in this whole conversation, what I love about it is it's not glamorizing the responsibility and the role of being a prophet, because from outside perspective, people love knowing the mysteries. It's human nature. They want to hear the mysteries of God. They want to hear. It's the same reason they go to fortune tellers. It's the same way you looking at your sign. And it's the same because people in human natures, they want to know the mysteries. And so they look at prophets because prophets tell the mysteries of God, and they glamorize the role. And then even if you're called to be a prophet, you may essentially or initially glamorize the role because you're seeing the response to the power. But that's why the process is so important, because that process is where you study to show yourself approved. It's where you are practicing righteousness. It's when your heart is being dealt with. Because how is God, if God tells you the mysteries prematurely and you go out, you're going to mismanage your people, and that blood is going to be on your hands. And I can't even fathom. But I want to go back to that part, because for people who they may be in that space where they're having those dreams, they are feeling crazy because like, God, he's showing me this, he's showing me that. And they are now getting the language to understand what that gift is. What is their next step to start to work on themselves and to start to prepare themselves for when God does send them out?
God is saying, steward yourself, steward yourself. Stewardship is big. And yes, you do. You don't glamorize it. And you have to be purified. Listen, you have to be purified. You have to, I can share this now. I've shared it with a couple people, but I remember God 2 years ago, it's been a little over, I think I shared it with you, sweetheart, but he told me, get off of social media. Literally. Get off. Now, I'm not talking about when I go live and stuff. I'm talking, get off. Good God from Zion. And, you know, social media is a part of our normal lives. I don't watch TV. So, you know, I'm like, he already cut that out. He purifies you. He's like, you can't watch these vain things and think you're going to speak my mysteries. Mm. You know what I mean? It's like, do you have to trust people before you give them all your information? Hold it now. Do you have to trust somebody before you give them your information? If we as humans are got to trust you, you got to be around me for about, well, now I did. Don't talk about me. Let's talk about somebody else. Because it's a whole nother level. But you have to be, I'm not going to just give somebody that I'm just meeting my wallet. I'm not going to give them my date of birth or my social. I'm not going to give them things that are personal to me. Good God from Zion. If I don't know you. So why would God give you his mysteries or trust you with it? Because he doesn't know you and you don't know him. Good God from Zion. You don't know him enough. Good God from Zion. You don't know him. Hey, can I trust you to keep this? Can I trust you? And then when he gives it to you, why is he going to tell you and you don't speak what he tell you to speak? Because
prophets
of somebody.
Ain't timid. Prophets ain't timid at all.
Because of somebody's status? What? So now God takes a back seat because of this person's status? Ooh. I think not. God is God. And besides him, there's no other. So it really doesn't matter who you are or who you think you are. Woo! That's the thing. Look throughout scripture. Don't come for me. I'm telling you, religious demons, don't come for me. Don't come for me, you religious demons. Everywhere throughout scripture, you will see God was showing the prophets what they were really doing. If there were religious leaders coming before the people and then going out worshiping the stars and the moon, astrology is blasphemous. There were leaders that were going out before people, I'm talking modern day, but still in the tithe. The tithe is holy. You don't know scripture. The tithe is holy. It's a consecrated thing that was started in Old Testament. Yes, it is. And Ananias and Sapphira dropped dead because they lied to the Holy Ghost. Don't play with me. Don't play with me. And people think that God won't bring judgment. Let's talk about it, because that's what a prophet is going to do. Let's talk about it. God brings judgment. Yes, he does. Oh, God's so loving. Okay, yes, he is. But he's the lion and the lamb. I just told you the story when Samuel had to tell Eli he was going to die. But nobody wants to hear that. They want to hear God's going to part the waters, but they don't want accountability to the Lord.
This episode is brought to you by IXL. In my household, education is so important, and in summer, there's still no breaks. So whether your child is trying to catch up, stay sharp like we are, or get a head start for the fall, IXL can make learning a seamless part of the summer. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning, whether they're brushing up on math or diving into social studies. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade with content that's engaging, personalized, and yes, actually fun. It's the perfect tool to keep learning going without making it feel like school. I am so excited to get started with IXL. My son is getting ready to go to kindergarten, and one of the tools that his school uses is IXL for Learning. And so we are so excited to dive in this summer to prepare him for the upcoming year. This program will improve your kids' grades. It will work for any of your kids. You save time and you save money, so don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com. Visit IXL.com to get the most effective learning platform out there at the best price. This episode is brought to you by Indeed. One of the most frustrating aspects of hiring is finding the right person. It takes a long time, and you really want to find the right person quickly so that you can start making the progress that you want to make on your business. If you're in a similar boat and you realize that your business needs to hire somebody yesterday and you want to know how you can find amazing candidates fast, easy, just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so that you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. When I was hiring, the process was slow and overwhelming. I wish I had Indeed. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed is all you need.
But you want a microphone. You want a platform. Ain't nobody thinking about your platform. Surely not the Lord. The earth is his and the fullness thereof. He's not thinking about your platform. He made you. And we as the church have to get some accountability going when it comes to everything. We have got to do better. The church of old, the apostles, they weren't playing around. Why do you think they put the Galatians, Ephesians, all of these books in place? It was to go, they went around to the churches telling them to get things, what to get in order. Mm-hmm. What to get, hey, I don't have, Paul was like, to this church, to the church of Corinth, okay? Hey, this, that, That's what he was doing. He was set. They were setting the churches in place and in order. In order. But we don't like order. Man has never liked order. And as soon as somebody tell you to sit yourself down, you got a whole problem. Well, I would rather sit down for 6 months and still be good with God than be good with you. And until you can get some accountability about yourself, God ain't gonna never use you to the place where he could and would want to, because he can't trust you. Woo. So he told me to get off, because we got to be able to speak what he says, what thus saith the Lord. It is not about us. It's all about people. It's all about y'all. Everybody I'm pointing to, it's about y'all. This ain't got nothing to do with me. And any true prophet, even a true leader, is going to tell you that. It don't have nothing to do with me. And you got leaders so puffed up and so much in pride, they don't need, they blinded, y'all, they gone. But there's a true church, there's only one true church, and it still exists. And there are people who really love God and just want you to love them too, and want to help nurture you in the things of God.
So for the person that is in this space to where they're lamenting, they are seeing what's going on in the world. God has given them these dreams and they is just so much happening. And they understand what God is doing, but maybe they're frustrated because it's not their time to go just yet. How do they handle that season? Just the loneliness that comes with people not understanding the things that God is showing you and the revelations that you're getting and the things that you're seeing, but other people ain't seeing it. And just that isolation and that frustration of the process, how do they emotionally handle that to be able to, you know, when it's time, be bold and go out and do what God is calling them to do?
I tell you what, prophets, you're going to feel lonely. You're going to feel all of that. But it's just for your good. You have to handle that. But let me say this. If God couldn't trust you or didn't call, if he called you to that office, he already trusts you. Right? He already trusts you with it. But you're going to have to be patient. And then sometimes you just got to speak up. You know, it ain't going to feel good. I remember listen, everybody's process is different, but let me say this one thing. God himself trains the prophet. He trains you. He trains you. And you need to be around, you need someone that you can trust to talk to about the dreams, to help you, because some dreams are just to pray about. Some dreams are to warn. Okay. To warn. And God, he always reveals things through our dreams. You know, that's a whole, it can go. It definitely goes with the prophetic, but some of you just may be dreamers. Some of you may be seers. You may not be called to the office of a prophet, but at some point you may. But it's how you steward through each and every area of that. That is very important. I can't say that enough. You got to be able to listen. A prophet is going before the Lord, weeping on behalf of mankind, right? That's laying yourself on the altar. God, we repent. No, not God, they repent. No, we repent. Hey, God, I'm standing in the gap over here. Glory to God. Hey, God, we repent. We repent on the behalf of others. Listen, we repent. When Esther, when they were about to be annihilated as a people, did some of them put on sackcloth and ashes or all of them? They all put on sackcloth and ashes and fasted and prayed. Glory to God. Listen, you're going to have to fast as a prophet. You're going to have to fast and pray. You got to turn down your plate. Consecration is a must. But all of them fasted and prayed. Not one, they all fasted together. Listen, the prophets would come and say, hey, wait a minute. We got something's off in the camp. Glory to something's off, God. We got to lay down before you. Can we consecrate? Can we fast? Can we pray? Hallelujah, so that you can save somebody. Glory to God, so somebody can be healed, delivered, and set free. That goes right back to the heart. And so you're going to, and there are conversations you are going to have with people. You are going, yes, you are, prophet, and God will test you. He will test you. And he's like, are you going to tell them what I said? Or you going or you going to do it your way? Yes, God wants us blessed. Yes, God wants us to prosper. But God wants us to get our lives in order first. He's not, here's that part about the word again. He's not skipping over this for you to get to that. You want to skip over. So you want to skip over fornication and masturbation. You want to skip over that, but you want the Lord to bless you in the city and the field when you come and when you go. You want something that's going to speak to your flesh, but you don't want nobody to tell you to sit down and get your life together first. You don't want nobody to tell you to come out your sin, but you want a platform. It doesn't work like that, people of God. It doesn't work like that, people. And prophets always address leaders. Yes, they did. Always. It's all in scripture. They always address leadership. Always. Because God was trying to keep the leaders pure so the people could have a chance. He want people to have a chance. But they speak to wicked leaders. It doesn't matter. All them, Pharaoh was not going to ever change himself. Pharaoh was who he was. Nebuchadnezzar was who he was. Herod was who he was. And we have modern day Pharaohs, Nebuchadnezzars, and Herods within the church.
Now, I'm going to put that pin in there because that's going to take us to the second part of the conversation. So we're going to wrap up part one here, and then we're going to get to part two next week.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus, on edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.